Mr. Christman, on now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and are you on attorney?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, this is going to be very short and to the point. Just for information, the three board members who participated in the initial hearing will be the three board members who will be participating at this time. And they are the Honorable Ms. Dale Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. And just for information, I do want to just issue a statement that this is a special hearing for clarification for the motion. And this is for phase two for Mr. Richard Christman, that's C-H-R-I-S-M-A-N, ADC number 287097. This hearing is to clarify the time commuted with no change to the decision that was issued. No call to the public will be made. I will make a motion at this point, and it's just for clarification only. And we will see how the board members will vote. And the motion is, motion to recommend to the governor to commute the sentence, that is from Mr. Christman's sentence, to time served, and community supervision is to remain intact as mandated by the court. And that is my motion.
Second.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, agreed by Ms. Rittenhouse. I would also just make one other statement just for clarification, because when we left the last time, it was not clear, I don't think. When the members of this board vote unanimously in this matter, that is to make a recommendation to the governor for commutation from phase two, the governor has 90 days to respond. Based on the date of the governor's receipt of the letter from this board, or the board's recommendation automatically goes into effect. Otherwise, there is no time frame for the governor's decision. And that will end this hearing. I want to thank you so very much. We're not changing the time. I'm speaking now, just speaking. We're not changing the time. And the reason we did this is because of the time that was on the original application that was submitted to this board. But now it will be for time served is what this board is recommending to the governor. And we also, with the addition that community supervision is to remain intact as mandated by the court. This will end the hearing. Thank all of you so very much for participating, but this should clarify this matter, and hopefully we will hear from the governor in the near future. Thank you so very much, Mr. Frisman. Thank you so very much, attorney, for taking time out of your schedule to participate this afternoon. This ends our hearing. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you. The hearing is over.